there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. My family rescued a little terrier nearly 10 years ago, and she's been a great source of love and joy in our home. But many rescue animals never find their forever family and live in crowded shelters or tragically are put down. My guest today, high school senior Ariella from Los Angeles, has a huge heart for these animals. In response to the Girl Scouts Gold Award initiative, Ariella created a nonprofit called Reducing Animal Stress to help provide enrichment for shelter animals and to help people understand that boredom and stress are triggers that can cause rescue animals to act out. Sadly, these issues may prevent them from being adopted, which may in turn lead to animals being euthanized. Providing handmade pet toys and other enrichment activities can help shelter animals to thrive and become better candidates for adoption. Hi, Ariella. Tell us more about yourself. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. So I'm Ariella. I'm 17, high school senior at New West Charter, and I'm so excited to be here. I started this nonprofit based on my Girl Scout Gold Award, and our whole mission is to support the animal shelters and rescues. We make toys for animals. We use like recycled materials to like really repurpose items. And we really want to like help support them. So we also do fostering and retention kits to help encourage fostering and adoptions. And we hand out retention kits to seniors with Meals on Wheels and veterans so that people that are struggling to keep their animals, that are like financially struggling, we are able to provide them with the support they need to keep their pet. And our whole like main mission is to reduce animal shelter overcrowding, which leads to animal euthanasia, which is the biggest goal we're trying to combat. And the big importance of like the toys that we make is enrichment and stress. So stress is like a really bad issue for shelter animals that not many people know about, is because it like when animals are stressed, they start developing bad habits like pulling out their fur and spinning around in their cages, which makes them less likely to be adopted. So if we give them like the toys they need, more people will be interested in adopting them.
Sure. You know, it's funny. I saw the name of your organization, Reducing Animal Stress, and I thought, wow, I didn't appreciate that animals had stress. So I'm really happy that you clarified that a little bit more. So I don't think you told us you're in the state of California, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. LA.
So tell us a little bit more about the shelters there. I'm in New York City. So there are some shelters here in the city. Obviously, there are more in the sort of the suburbs surrounding the city. But are they kill shelters? And I don't even really know what that means exactly. So if an animal is found on the street without a collar and it ends up in the shelter, is it like if no one claims it after a few days, they will euthanize it? I mean, I guess I don't understand the shelter system so much, if you can share more about that.
Yeah. So there's like shelters everywhere, but even with that, and like they're huge too, but there's so many animals in LA that even with that, they still have to euthanize. And a lot of times they euthanize like really healthy animals, which is really sad. And animals are always like, every time I go there, animals are always getting returned. It's like insane. They have like animals like lined up in the hallways too, like not even in like the crates.
Wow. And you mean return, meaning someone adopts them and decides they don't want them. Wow. That always shocks me, you know, like that someone takes this animal home and decides that they don't want the commitment.
Yeah. Like the recent time I went to the shelter, there was like a 17-year-old cat that was just abandoned by their family for like 17 years. Crazy.
Oh my gosh. It is heartbreaking. And of course, we don't know people's stories, and someone may be sick, or there may be another extenuating circumstance, obviously, or someone needs to move. But, you know, an animal becomes a part of your family, and to think that you could just sort of abandon it somewhere is really heartbreaking. So tell me a little bit more. How do you get your volunteers? How did you get organized with this? And you mentioned this was a Girl Scout project. So when did you start this?
So I started in the summer between 9th and 10th grade for me. So 2022, 2 years ago. And it's kind of like, I don't think I would have done it if it wasn't for the Girl Scout Gold Award, because it really like, it was very hard to come up with a project because they're very like particular with it. So you have to meet so many requirements like sustainability, other things like that. So like I had like so many different ideas. So like they didn't like get approved. So I had to like keep like going to the shelter and asking like, hey, so what is something like you really like need? And when I went to the West LA shelter volunteer liaison, he said that one of the biggest issues is enrichment and that they really need like enrichment toys and also stress relieving toys. Like the two biggest things he mentioned was the rabbit huts, like so they can hide in. And then also the cat privacy screens for like the scared cats so that they're protected. So those are the things we first started making. And then to come up with the items, I've always been very like crafty and creative. So a lot of times I'm able to just like see stuff and like look at like actual items and see like random like cardboard boxes. I'm like, oh wait, I know what to do with that. So I'm able to like kind of like use my brain and just like come up with ideas. But I also did a lot of research on Pinterest, and there's like a lot of great, like I would look up specific things like how to make a cat toy using a cardboard box or things like that. And I would like keep going through ideas, and I created like a Pinterest board. And then I would like test out all the ideas and see like how many were actually like good. And I kind of like created a list, and then that's where I went from that.
That's awesome. You know, during the pandemic, I feel like there was a lot of this, right? Like, here are things you can be doing at home with the toilet paper rolls, right? The empty toilet paper rolls, or old socks and old tennis balls, and, you know, create these toys. You know, another really important thing about this is I get a lot of questions because I work with teens and younger children and tweens about ways to get involved in giving back in their communities. And so many young people love animals, and so many want to work with animals. And unfortunately, as you know, you're old enough now. But a lot of shelters don't let younger kids and tweens volunteer for safety reasons, obviously, right? They don't want any liability or whatever. But it's funny that it's kind of the number one request I get, and it's the one that is so hard to do. So I often say you can do a drive, right, to have people donate food or treats or toys, or you can create toys and be crafty, but that still doesn't get you like with the animals, which is what everybody wants to do. You know, the other thing that you mentioned and I really want to highlight is that you went and asked the folks at the shelter what they needed. And that is so important. Like, again, we always think in our heads like, oh, I'm going to make blankets or I'm going to do this. But if you bring all of that stuff and they don't actually need it, and it's harder for them to find the storage or whatever, you're actually not doing them any favors, right? So you getting their feedback is so, so important. So do you have volunteers that help to make the toys? Like how does this all operate?
Yeah, I do. So when you go to our crafting stations and our local communities where we teach like kids to make toys, we'll often find people that are like really interested, and then they'll sign up. One of our biggest volunteers, Logan Yee, he's our vice president for a club. We just started a club at our school the other day to make toys. So he's one of our biggest ones. And we also just kind of have random people from the community that sign up. So that's great.
No, absolutely. And then you make the toys at these craft stations, and then you have this relationship with one or more shelters that you bring them to?
Yeah, so we currently work with around 30. So we go to all like greater LA different areas. We found like on Instagram that there was like a cat shelter in Pennsylvania that was needing like help. They reached out to us, and we gave them some supplies too. So that's really great.
Nice. Absolutely. So you'll need to start, if you're not already doing this, fundraising for money, because like shipping costs and things, right? Like if people start to hear about you, they might be like, hey, you know, send some of those cat toys and dog toys here. So have you thought about that at all? I mean, how do you raise the funds? How do you get your materials to make all of this good stuff?
Yeah, it's a great question. So a lot of our money comes from grants that we've already won. Like I got $10,000 for the NSHSSB More Fund, which was a great help. So that was all for the foster kits. And then from the Westside Neighborhood Grant, which is like a local community organization, they gave us $1,000 for adoption kits. And then Riley's Way gave us like around $3,000 for our retention kits, which is our most recent one.
Absolutely. I'm a Riley's Way board member, and I'm a judge for the Call for Kindness. So I'm so glad that you're in. I know. It's really great. It's really wonderful. So tell me, you know, you're a senior in high school. You're going to be applying to college. Obviously, you're going to move on. do you have other volunteers kind of coming up behind you who might take the work over? Like, how do you see this?
Yeah, I think so.
As you pointed out, you know, the Girl Scouts really wanted you to do something sustainable. So tell me how you're going to make this sustainable.
A lot of like my work is also like already sustainable. Like for my gold award, I donated like a giant donation bin to the West LA shelter, because before it was just like they would just throw like random donations on the floor, and no one even knew they were collecting donations, and it all get like blown away. So now that it's like a giant bin, people are like very organized. And then it has like a list on it of like things that they specifically want, which is something that will continue even if like no one is left with my nonprofit.
And also to your point about making it a school club, which it sounds like you made official last week or whatever at your high school, you know, if it continues, if you get someone who's a junior or a sophomore who's interested, and then that sort of continues to roll over, right? Like it could become something at your school that stays for a really long time. Well, Ariella, this is just a wonderful program. I have to share it with my daughter, who's such a huge animal lover. And I just think this is such simple stuff that people can do at home with younger kids even. I call these things kitchen table kindness activities, right? And they're, you know, on a rainy day or a snowy day here on the East Coast, this is something everybody can do. Do you have on your website or in your social media, do you ever show people like little tutorials of different ways to make?
Yeah, on my YouTube, I have like little tutorial videos. I definitely plan on making more. I can use some more.
Absolutely.
But I have like a slideshow. So every time I go to a workshop, which I didn't talk about yet, I go to like workshops at like libraries and parks to teach people of all ages how to make the items. And then I give them the supplies. And then at the end, I donate like all the items. But every time I go, I leave them with like a packet of instructions so they can continue making at home. And then on my website, I also have the slideshow link so people can find it and make it themselves.
Amazing. That is perfect. Well, this is a wonderful segue. So why don't you tell us more, your social media handle, your handles, your YouTube, your website. It just sounds like a perfect opportunity for someone to go online, to learn how to do this, do it in their own community, to start a club at their own school, all of that good stuff. So tell us everything.
Yeah. So our Instagram handles and all our social media is just at Reducing Animal Stress, just our name. We have Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok. I think that's like, those are like the main ones. And we also have Venmo if people are interested. We really hope that by people listening to this, they can like make, even if they don't work with us, just like go to their shelter and make items for their shelter specifically and give it to them or even teach others.
Absolutely. And to your point earlier, make sure you go and talk to the folks at the shelter and see what they actually need, you know, and really you want to be able to take care of the animals in the way that's most appropriate and most loving. So, well, Ariella, this is a wonderful story. I'm just really thankful that I learned about it. I love that you had this assignment sort of from the Girl Scouts, but you really found your passion. And the fact that, you know, as an animal lover, and there are so many young people who are animal lovers, instead of just, you know, wanting to get a dog or a cat in your own family, like you're out there doing something for these animals who don't have anyone to love them. So thank you so much for sharing this story with us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.